This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for November 10. Today's Bible verse, there are two verses, Colossians 1:17. It says there, He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. End of quote. And Gospel of John 8:58 says, Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was born, I am. End of quote. We understood from the prior daily insights that Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the radiance of God's glory, and the exact representation of His nature. Today's insights reminds us that Jesus is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. The verse just prior to this verse, verse 16, says this about Jesus. It says, All things were created in Him, through Him, and for Him. This is an interesting and amazing revelation. Whatever things that are created, things in heaven, on earth, visible and invisible, all the thrones or powers, rulers or authorities, all things have been created in Him, through Him, and for Him. What does this mean? It means all things. Things in heaven, on earth, visible and invisible, all powers, authorities, all were made by and through the power of Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus is before the creation of all. Jesus Himself said to the Jews who are proud of Abraham that before Abraham was born, I am. End of quote. You see, He is the great I Am of the Bible, Exodus 3:14. The equality of Jesus with Yahweh is revealed when He said, Before Abraham was born, I am. He created time and consequently He is I Am always. You see, He created time and is outside time and its restriction. He is eternal. I know it is beyond simple human understanding and imagination. Jesus wraps past and future into the present reality, the I Am. Abraham was, Moses was, Adam was, but Jesus is I Am. Beloved, let me give you a little bit more explanation about the great I Am of the Bible. Gospel of John chapter 1 verses 1 to 3 says this about the Word who created all. The Word is Jesus. Now listen slowly and carefully. It says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. End of quote. You see, the Word was with God. Remember, Genesis 1 records the power of the Word of God that created all. At the apex of creation, God said, Let us create man in our own image. End of quote. The plurality and the triune nature of God are revealed to us right at the beginning of the Bible, in the first chapter of the Bible's first book. Now read John chapter 1 verse 14 to figure out who the Word is. It says in verse 14, The Word became a human and lived among us. We saw His glory, the glory that belongs to the only Son of the Father. And He was full of grace and truth, end of quote, referring to the incarnation of Jesus Christ. Remember, every time a new birth happens, a new person and personality appear on this earth. Not so with Jesus. He is before all things. He is the cause, reason, and goal of all creation. A person who is always in existence invaded our earth in the person of Jesus Christ. You see, Micah the prophet says this about the birthplace, Bethlehem, where Jesus was born. And he prophesied hundreds of years before that happened. He said, and it is recorded in Micah 5:2, His going forth are from long ago, from the days of eternity, referring to Jesus. As Jesus Himself revealed, the I Am of the Scripture incarnated and lived among us. His glory was the glory of the only Son of the Father, God, full of grace and truth. Moreover, He is the one who holds all things that are created together wonderfully and systematically in an orderly fashion. Jesus, He is the Creator, Sustainer, God, and end of all creation. Listen, I did not want to mention any names. But listen carefully, no other religious gurus who are highly honored and followed by millions of people in religious groups, whether Eastern, Middle Eastern, or anywhere originated, can or would say they were with God in the beginning. Nor would they say that they are God. Moreover, none of them would be bold enough to say they existed before all things. And they would not say they created all things. They would not dare to say all things in this universe are held together by them. Only Jesus has that claim undisputed. The second person in the triune God invaded this earth to save you from the kingdom of darkness and transfer you into the kingdom of His love. He came with a purpose as a fulfillment of God's hundreds of promises in the scriptures, to help you come closer to Him, to touch, listen, and feel deity, God, in your personal life. In John chapter 1 verse 12, John says, God gave the right to become His children to all people who would accept and believe in Jesus Christ. Beloved, would you come to Jesus today? Listen, I will help you to become the child of God with a small prayer with me now. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I understand the greatness of the only Savior Jesus for humanity. I believe your word that says He is before all things. He created all things and He sustains and holds together all. I know I can know the invisible God the Father in the person and work of Jesus. I believe Jesus came, died, buried, and rose again to save me from my sins and make me your child. I want to become your child, and I accept Jesus as my Savior now. Please forgive all of my sins and grant me salvation and eternal life. In Christ's name I pray, Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.